Item 28.
Item 28 from the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a 2014 appropriation transfer packet for the June 2014 cycle.
Mr. Masterson.
Chairman, Supervisors, thank you. Before you is a packet of 13 fund transfers, five departmental, five receipt of revenue, and three capital. If you'd like, I could briefly go through each of them and answer any questions you may have.
I'll ask the committee members if anyone would like separate action on any items. Supervisors Lipscomb and Mayor.
Thank you. Before I would ask for any separate action, I just had a couple questions. I'm wondering about the treatment of different projects. So you now notate it, so it is now clear what's a new project, and I appreciate that. But in contrast to, say, the last item, where a project came up for separate, you know, as its own item, we still have some things that just get embedded in fund transfer reports, as even though they're new items. What's the distinction there? When does something get its own item, and when is it permitted or seen as appropriate to just throw it in the packet?
Sure. Chairman, Supervisors, we started doing making the distinction between existing projects, new projects, including the five-year plan, those items, I think, 2 years ago, a year or 2 years ago, to kind of provide that delineation. Typically, if they have funding, if they have previous funding in terms of whether it's through current year transfer or through adopted appropriations for a specific year, it would be an existing project. Now, you would see that in the packet as an existing project if you, for instance, if you the bids come in over what the cost estimate was, or if you have, unanticipated need that you had to add an additional piece to the project, you're expanding the scope, it's still the existing project, but say, you know, you've determined that you need to add a certain portion on it to make it more functional, you would see that that added in there. Mm-hmm. A new project, obviously, would be something that typically would occur during the current year process where you're transferring funds in, again, for kind of the same reasons kind of aforementioned. So that's kind of how you make the distinction between the two, whether it's an existing or a new project.
I get the difference between the existing and the new. I'm saying in the case of what determines whether something gets treated as the last item did, where it was a, you know, we took out a debt service reserve, and there was a, you know, that's how we took care of funding that project rather than just as a fund transfer dealt with here.
Sure, Chairman, Supervisors, kind of two different tracks there. The reason why we use the debt service money reallocated that for the Marcus Electrical switch is there was approximately $620,000 in lapsed unspent bonds that went into the debt service reserve in April of this year as part of the 2013 carryover process. Now, those funds need to be expended on other projects because they have their bond proceeds. They're subject to that basically two-year window to spend those funds. So we were running up against that that timeline. This project became available, so we spent that money on the electrical switch. You could use the additional $327,000, the balance, to fund other projects, and in fact, that's what we're doing in Dawson with the comptroller's office now as we're going through the review of the capital projects for the 15. So as we're going through that process, we may be able to identify projects that may be able to be funded with that $327,000 balance. In terms of The last project, the Moody Pool one, is at the one you're okay. For that project, we often work with departments. They'll submit their request for the fund transfer, and there'll be various reasons the project may that they're taking money out of, maybe temporarily put on hold for a variety of reasons. Sometimes the projects are closed out and have a balance in them that can be used and distributed to other projects that maybe experience a deficit. But the bottom line is we work with departments to identify what projects are good candidates where we can transfer the money out of to fund projects that are in deficit and need other funding. When you're talking specifically, I'll get in specifics with the Moody. The Oak Creek Parkway, working with the Parks Department, that's actually a project. As we went in and we're working with departments again on the unspent and lapsed funds, working with Parks staff, we determined that the project was actually on non-county land. So we couldn't provide the project funding for that. In addition, the project was, pathway was concrete and at an 80% level, which means it was in very good condition. It was just an oversight that it was rated at a lower level. So that's why that project is in there. In regards to the Jackson Park Boathouse, for that project, for the roof project, there. Once they got into the project, there wasn't enough funding in the original allocation to cover the cost of the roof. You're running into the same problems here with the unspent bonds. So they're running into that two-year time frame. So $52,000 roughly is going to be reallocated to help out the Moody Pool. The balance of that will be working with Parks to determine other projects that those funds can go towards. And then the roof will be re-examined by Parks staff to determine the appropriate level in terms of design and then associated cost to do that project for the roof. So specifically, that's why those two projects are chosen to help cover the cost for the Moody Pool.
Is anyone aware of a transfer coming through or being worked on for Research Park, our tenant building over there, and $70,000 cost that they've asked to be reimbursed? The Research Park incubator. There's a. The security system, our tenant went and replaced it because we didn't, and they've served us with notice under their lease that, that we're to reimburse them. Anybody processing something on that?
Chairman, Supervisor, that's something that I would have to look into. I wasn't made aware of that.
Is Tyler around?
Someone should contact Guy Mascari.
And Tyler's aware of the issue, but there's been no communication back. I mean, I've seen all the letters to him, but
yeah, he's Guy Mascari has talked to a number of us, four of us, five of us here on the Research Park Board, and I believe we may have been approached by him. All five of us may have been approached by him by now. So, Supervisor Lipscomb's question is very timely. As relates to that $76,000 reimbursement. Did you want to say something, Supervisor Schmidt?
I'd say I think he's written Mr. Tyler.
Mr. Tyler's in the room.
Mr. Tyler? Would you come forward, please?
Come on down.
Supervisor Lipscomb has a question regarding a matter regarding to the security.
Did you hear the question?
Reimbursement over at the Research Park Board.
Mr. Chair, yes, I think I did hear the question. And we are working with Guy That work was done without our approval, and they went ahead and did that, and we're working on whether that should be paid by the county or not.
Okay. Do you have some sense as to when some resolution could be reached? The reason I'm asking, I know that I have been approached about it for a number of weeks now, and there, as I said earlier, there are five of us on that Research Park board that are sitting at on this committee, and I know Supervisor Mayo has been asked. Supervisor Schmidt probably has said something about the matter, so we just want something to
sure
conclusion to.
Sure, we'll I'll follow up with the board. Happy to do that. Mr. Teague Whaley Smith has been working with Research Park in trying to get a little bit clarity on roles and responsibilities in terms of the maintenance of that facility. So that's one of the reasons why it's not paid yet.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Tyler.
Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Tyler, there is a contract that you have. If you just go look in your archives, we have with the research board. Milwaukee County is responsible for all maintenance. And even though you just said that they went out the way and paid for some lots, you know that we have tenants in there that have valuable equipment that we have no security there, and the door is wide open. If the courthouse was like that, and they can go through your building, you would not feel comfortable, and you will sue. There's an issue up there about safety, and they are our customers, the research board tenants. And I have a concern about that answer you just stated, because this is ongoing. And I know they're trying to contact you, and I have not called you or bothered you about that. But when you have tenants out there that have no security, and then when we had our generator go out, and we got sued about some lab rats die, and we took care of that for you. You are responsible for the maintenance of that building. And also, if you look in your contract, the money that we give to Milwaukee County should have went to a reserve fund for capital. But it's not. It's going into your operation. So if you look at the contract that we have been put in place for a long period of time, Mr. Tyler, you understand the roles of the Research Park Committee and the roles of Milwaukee County.
I will say this, Mr. Director Tyler, that even though the composition of the Finance Committee has changed, these matters were brought to some of our attention, again, weeks and months ago. So, and the five of us still are on the Research Park Board, even though some things have changed here and there. So, we're just trying to advocate that something be done. Very soon. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Sir. Thank you. Does anyone want any separate action?
Sorry.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Still have a question on what seemed like a pretty big one. What's the number four? It's in the final section. C4. It's more than $1 million related to House of Correction, inmate medical. Could there be some further explanation of what's going on there?
Who would you like to direct that to, Supervisor?
Someone who knows the answer of what's going on there.
There you go.
Why we're $1 million over, and I'm glad we've got places to pull it from, but you know, how do we get out of control?
Mr. Masterson,
this is the medical that is outsourced that many of us don't appreciate that it's outsourced, but it's where we got through inaction.
Mr. Masterson.
Chairman, supervisors, for this particular item, it was just indicated to us that they were experiencing that deficit for the inmate medical services, but they were able to, in their commodities and service and in commodities and services, find some anticipated savings where they can cover these $1 million in cost overruns. We'll certainly be working with them as we go through the year to address this issue as well.
And that was D4. Is it D4?
C4.
Hospital
action.
Okay, C4. So that's been pulled. You want this separate action? Did you
have it?
Okay, Supervisor Mayo is requesting that item C4 be separated. Are there any more separations that request for separate action?
Is that
a packet?
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
On C3, on the procurement division, I just want to say, what is professional service non-recruiting operation? What is that?
Mr. Tyler? Director Tyler? Supervisor Mayo has a question with respect, and I don't know if you have any. I don't know if you have any papers in front of you related to his question for DOS procurement. Funds are being transferred to account 6149 professional services non-recurring operations. Can you give us some information as to what that account is for?
Yes, Mr. Chair, and Patrick Lee might be able to come down here and expand on it, but I think as it's noted in the fund transfer that he's requesting the fund transfer because there's work that's being done or should be done during a period of time where there was a position that was remained vacant, and what we're wanting to do is use the savings during that vacancy period and apply them to a professional services agreement so we can get that work done. I don't know offhand if you're asking in terms of who the contractor is. Patrick Lee might be able to provide that answer, but what we're trying to do is get at some of the work that was expected to be done but couldn't be done because the position was held up and has been vacant.
And that would be the contract administrator position?
That's correct.
Do you have any further questions? Thank you very much. You said, okay, so that was C3, separate action, or C4? Supervisor Mayo?
I want to have a separate action answer.
There's a request for separate actions on item C3 and item C4. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Can I follow up on that, on 3? So is that it hasn't been filled because it hasn't been, is that one of these that has been held up its creation or something, and that's why there's still money there and it hasn't, so this is their workaround for that, or can someone explain why it's vacant then?
Chairman, supervisors, yes, that's my understanding that this position was, and during the last cycle, it was one of the positions that was approved. They're now currently in the hiring process. So the months prior to that, they obviously didn't have the position. So they're doing catch up work on the work that position would have done, and some of the stuff was creating templates for RFPs, manuals, RFP administration, those types of work duties.
Mr. Chair, I think Patrick Lee, if it's okay, is much more up to speed on it, and I think can respond to Supervisor Mayo better than I could.
For item C3?
I think Mr. Master succinctly described at least the source of the funds, that in the 2013 budget, we had a procurement administrator in a management position in the 2014 budget. We eliminated that position, downgraded it, or I shouldn't say downgraded that position, but replaced it with a contract administrator, saving approximately $25,000 in the process. The 2014 contract administrators was funded at a $75,000 level and was not approved until this last month. So we have 6 months' worth of work that has basically been backed up, and I would like to take the funds that were assigned to do that work and possibly provide outside expertise in developing, and Mr. Masterton correctly describe some of the items that I would look at: development of manuals, development of base RFPs, development of base bids, something that a contractor can do on a spot basis, on a job for job basis, in order to get this done by the end of the year.
So, separate action for item C3. Any other separate action to be requested?
Separate action C4, not C3. I withdraw.
C4, you want separate action?
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Chairman, just to help add to the confusion.
Yes.
The issue of C4, is that the House of Correction?
Yes.
I think that should be properly numbered C5. But the numbering is absent. So just for clarification, we'll assume that you're referring to the House of Correction fund transfer, which I believe would be C5.
As opposed to the airport.
That's correct.
The airport was 4. Okay.
C5.
All right. Okay. Advice?
It just wasn't...
it's not numbered.
It wasn't numbered.
Oh, it wasn't numbered.
An error in numbering?
Well, C4 was... the airport item, and then C5 is House Correction, but there was no 5 there.
Right.
Lent to some confusion. Any other separate actions? Well, let's take up the balance of the packet. Madam Clerk, please call the roll for the balance of the packet.
Was there a mover?
Supervisor Mayo wanted separate action for C5.
So let's see the mover on the balance.
Which is House of Correction.
Okay.
The House Correction item.
On the balance, Supervisor...
Oh, excuse me, ma'am.
C3.
C3. He withdrew.
He withdrew.
His request for C3.
So just C5.
Yes, unless you want it.
No, I'm just asking what we're voting on.
We're voting on the balance of the packet for every item except C5.
Except C5.
Yes. Right. Please, Madam Clerk.
On the balance, Supervisor Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend the balance of the packet be recommended for adoption prevails.
For item C5.
Roll call on C5. Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
No.
Cullen?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 5 noes. The motion to recommend that C5 be recommended for adoption fails.
Okay. Thank you. For that particular item.